It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one and only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You are not going to know until you listen in. Now, you can tell by the title of this episode, I'm going to talk about something that I did a few years ago. Why? The pandemic had just started and I wanted to do something different and I didn't really have a whole lot of money. The company that I was working for was serving us up pennies and I didn't have the money to really go into it. What am I talking about? Microblading. Yes, microblading had been picking up for the longest and I'm a person who's brows were always kind of just flicked. Honestly, I got this little patch on the right side that when I was about 4 years old, I kind of remember doing this. I'd gotten a razor blade and I tried to shape my brows, which I don't know what I thought I was doing. But yeah, it totally took area and definitely probably damaged some nerves and stuff. Anyways, it was bloody. It was messy, but it got over it. Fast forward. So the pandemic just was slowly inching into being in the spring of 2020. Was it 2020 or 2021? 2021. No, 2020. Yeah, it was 2020 because everything was just starting. Yeah, that's right. So 2019 was COVID and then 2020 is when everything kind of just started to hit the fan. So I decided that I was going to do microblading. I started to do some research. You should always do your research, all right? Whenever you're doing anything to your body and any kind of, I don't know what you could say, modification. Any kind of body modification. Do your research. Find out about these people. See if they're like certified, if they've gone to school for this. Look at their previous work. Find out all these things. Well, I was in Orlando just in a really just messed up situation and I wanted to do something for myself. I wanted to do something to commemorate my mom's birthday that year. So I said, you know what? I am going to go get microbladed. That's what people say. No, I have never heard anyone say microbladed. I'm going to get my eyebrows microbladed. And so I did some research and I'm not going to lie to y'all. You know, it was, like I said, slim pickings around that time. There really wasn't too much money just flowing. And I found a Groupon. Yeah. And I'll just go forward and tell you guys, if you haven't already known this and if you don't know it and you're thinking about it, don't get a service off of Groupon. It usually doesn't end well. So I got this microblading package for this lady in Orlando who had her own, like, she had her own studio, but she was doing like apprenticeships type thing, and microblading that cost like $600-$700. She was doing for like $250. I was like, I can swing that. You know, I can work that out. That is something that I can deal with. And so I went and I remember thinking, okay, when they did the little outline of my brows, how they were going to shape my brows to go, I remember thinking, those are kind of thick. It's more thickness than I'm used to and more thickness than I really want. But they're the professionals. They know what they're doing. And then they numbed the area and I felt the blade. every single stroke I could feel, y'all. And I remember just thinking, I'm not doing this. I'm doing this again. No, this is it. One and done. And she can, and I told her, I was like, I can feel it and it hurts. I have a pretty high tolerance for pain, but this hurts. So she put on more numbing cream and continued. And I just felt and I heard every single stroke. Every stroke. And when it was finished, it was all right. It was all right. I won't say that I was, oh my God, it was the best thing ever. The shape was good and it looked professional. It looked better than what I thought it was going to look like. But I didn't love the look. Didn't love it. Excuse me. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to rock it out. I had gotten a second appointment. And during the second appointment, she was going like to correct everything that went wrong or repair different things or make sure that the ends, because my brows naturally, I don't really have a tail. I don't really have an end. It just kind of fades off kind of. So the fact that she kind of gave me a tail, I really liked that. That was a really big part of it. And so as time went on into March, into April, and the pandemic was looming, and it was really coming into full force, her studio closed. Her studio closed. And I had to make some life decisions about the company that I was working for and my living situation and all this stuff to Atlanta. And that was really what happened. I came back to Atlanta and I didn't really follow up with anybody. I was like, most everybody's like closed down or they're not taking new customers or they don't want to look at somebody else's work. And I get it. I totally 100% of the way get it. But it lasted a while. So that's 2020, 21, 22. I mean, for 2 years, it lasted a good minute to where now it looks like nothing happened. It's completely and totally faded. And most of that is probably on part because I didn't follow up with someone and there probably was other stuff that they could have done and other ways to enhance the color and blah, blah, blah. So the year is 2022 and we're going to go out with a bang. And I found out about a new technique, y'all. It's called nanoblading. And nanoblading is supposed to last longer. It's supposed to be less pain and it's supposed to be very definitive. Very definitive. Now, I did document, like I did take pictures and I may have taken a couple of videos of the microblading. I never posted it just because I just wasn't sure I was ready to share that. I wasn't sure if I wanted to share that and tell that to people. And I wasn't necessarily super proud of it either. Now it just, you can't tell anything. You can't. Look at my brows and be like, oh, where are your brows, Brown? Where are your brows? Yeah, I don't know. I really wouldn't know what to tell you. But, yeah, I'm going to do nanoblading. I'm actually going to do that this week. I've got 10 days off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to get some nanoblading done. And I'm going to tell you guys about the experience this time around. Good, bad, or indifferent. Should she do a great job, which I believe that she will, I will totally and completely promote her business. And I will tell you guys all about it. But if things don't turn out well, which I know that they are absolutely not going to not turn out well. They are going to turn out well because I'm super excited. She's super skilled and she's a GA girl. You know, I love to support my GA people. You know, I probably should have went to GA anyways to get my microblading done. But that's okay. It's all right. So we're going to try out this nanoblading stuff. And we're going to maybe get some other stuff done too. You know what I'm saying? 40 is around the corner. That's in a couple of months. Your girl is going to be the big 4-0. And I am taking back my power. Taking back my power. And I'm enjoying my doggone life. That's what I'm doing. That's it. Point blank, period. You know, right now I'm in Bulgaria and it is like 12:40 p.m. here. And yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're getting into. Excuse me, I'm doing this live, so I'm sorry. Everything is as real as it can be. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you for supporting the movement, which is Ash Said It, the Ash Said It movement. Look forward to some new improvements to AshSaidIt.com in the new year. I got a lot of stuff going on. You just don't know what I'm going to have next. I'm just saying. But I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so, so much. And, of course, thank you for following me across social media at OneLoveAsh, the number one, LoveAsh. And I will holla at you later. Deuces.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.